Title of my message tonight, Is Your Home Safe? I received a notice in the mail some time ago, and at the top of that notice, it simply said, Notice Homeowner Safety. Dear resident, we are in your neighborhood looking for homeowners who are interested in receiving a free wireless home security system, an $850 value for simply displaying a small ADT security sign in their front yards. This helps us spread the word that ADT is helping protect homes in this area, but more importantly, your home is in particular will be secured with a monitored home security system. Your system includes an easy-to-use keypad, motion detector, door and window sensors, and high decibel alarm. You only pay $99 for the professional installation of your security system, and the alarm monitoring service is only about $1 a day. Statistics show that your home is 3 times less likely to be broken into when monitored by a home security system. Most home burglaries take place during the daytime, and many residents are not aware of this, helping to keep you and your family safe in the community is very important to us. ADT is the number one security monitoring company in America, trusted in the homes of over 6 million residents. ADT has trained professionals who help monitor your home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for burglary, fire, and medical emergencies. There's never been a better time than right now to protect your home. All of us are interested in safety. I believe that the paper that I got in the mail was inaccurate in one way, and that was that it called it homeowner safety. I really believe that the better title for that would be house owner safety. And tonight we are going to talk about homes and not houses. You fathers are very interested in keeping your families safe. If there's a big tree in the backyard that's rotting away and it's right outside your children's bedroom and you know there's a storm coming, you're going to do something about it. You're going to go out and remove that tree so that it doesn't fall and harm your family. If you buy a new house and you become aware that there are electrical hazards in the house, you will go to quite an extent to make sure that they are repaired, so that your family is safe from fire. If you're looking for a new home, you're concerned if the realtor tells you that it's in the floodplain. At least you consider it. You think about it. You think about the possibilities of what could happen on a flooding night. If you get a severe windstorm and it blows part of the roof off of your house, you will readily get it fixed. You will borrow the money if you have to repair it. So that your family is safe, we are interested in safety. Even small things like the water that comes out of the well. You as fathers are interested in knowing what kind of water it is because your children are going to drink it. You want to know if it is safe. And you will spend a lot of money to make sure that it is, if it isn't, to change it. All of these things are very important to you as mothers and fathers. I know that you are concerned about those things. But tonight we have a more important question than any of those. From the spiritual sense of the word, I ask you the question, is your home safe? Is it spiritually safe? Is it functioning in a way that it will endure? Is it a safe place for your wife? Is it a safe place for your husband? Is it a safe place for your little ones? And is it a safe place for your youth? I have a number of verses that I'm going to be turning to tonight. I trust you can follow with me. I think it is a blessing to read them out of the Bible. They are comparisons. My verses come in pairs. The first verse gives us an unsafe condition for your home. The second verse gives us a safe condition. Perhaps the first one we should have on the list, and the one that I put down first, was what I talked about on Monday night. I'm not going to turn to that. But we talked about being born again. And if the mother and the father in your home are born again, that makes it a safe place for the family. If the mother and the father are living in sin, that makes it an unsafe place for the family. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 11, and then also Proverbs chapter 3. These verses are opposite comparisons that the proverb writer gives us that I believe are indications whether our homes are safe places to be. Proverbs chapter 11 and Proverbs chapter 3. I believe this subject is very pertinent to our day. I am alarmed at the amount of dysfunctional homes that I see in the Mennonite church. And this message is a heart cry to avoid that. I think all of you know of homes that have become catastrophes. How did they arrive there? How can you keep your home from becoming that? Are the questions we want to answer tonight. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 2. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. That's as far as I'm going to read in that verse. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 34. The last part of the verse. He giveth grace unto the lowly. Tonight we have the opposite of the lowly and the proud. We have the opposite of humility and pride. You as fathers and mothers tonight, which one penetrates your life? You're the only one that can answer that question tonight. But which one penetrates your life? A life of humility before others and before God, or a life of pride? Just one illustration of that. Turn to Daniel chapter 4. I often think of this verse when I think of a proud man. I'm just going to read this verse in Daniel chapter 4. And verse 30. This is Nebuchadnezzar, the great king, speaking. I'll start at verse 28. All this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. You know the rest of the story. A proud man. This is the house that I have built. This is the kingdom that I have established with my might and my power. Fathers, you say you wouldn't do that, and we wouldn't, I trust. But how do we really look at the successes of life? How do we feel about them? If we are proud and haughty, then our home is an unsafe place. Two more verses, one in Proverbs 23. And another one in Psalm 119. Again, opposites. Psalm 119 and Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23, verse 4 and 5. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Psalm 119 and verse 33. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in the way. Are you laboring to be rich? Or are you delighting in the law of God's word? All of us as fathers find ourselves in the midst of making a living to raise our families, to feed our children, and we labor hard to do that. And I believe that is right. This verse doesn't say, labor not to feed your children. It says, labor not to be rich. There is a difference. But which are you and I doing tonight? Are we laboring to be rich? Or are we delighting in the law of God? If you don't know for sure, I'm sure your son can tell you. He understands. Proverbs chapter 7. Two more verses. Proverbs chapter 7. And then Ephesians chapter 5. Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 11. Speaking of the wife, she is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Ephesians 5 and verse 33. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Tonight, if you, the mother and the wife of the house, are loud and stubborn, then your home is not safe. But if you as a wife are humble and ready to reverence and obey your husband, that makes your home a safe place. Proverbs 21:19 and Proverbs 11:16. I'm not going to turn to those two. You can if you like. But they speak again about two women. Proverbs 21:19 speaks of the contentious woman. And Proverbs 11:16 speaks of the gracious woman. To be contentious is given to angry debate, quarrelsome, strife, pride. And the gracious woman, the opposite of that, is merciful, kind, virtuous, tender, mild, and compassionate. Tonight, if you, the mother of the home, are contentious and quarrelsome, then your home is not safe. If you are merciful, mild, and compassionate, then God can give you a blessing. Genesis 27, I'm not going to turn to this one either. You know the story well. You remember the account of Rebekah. Isaac wanted the blessing. Esau deserved the blessing. Isaac wanted the birthright. Esau deserved the birthright. Rebekah, his mother, wanted Isaac to have both. She was ready to connive. She was ready to deceive. She was a deceiving mother. And that makes a home a very unsafe place. Oh, for women of honesty. What a blessing that is to our homes. God can bless us when we are honest and open before Him. Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 3. Here we have a father, 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 13. God is talking to Samuel. You remember how God called Samuel at night as a young boy living with Eli? And God had something to say to Samuel about Eli. Verse 13 is what I'm after. For I have told him, Eli, that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. The opposite of that, I think of Joshua, and the many times he made this statement to the children of Israel. He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. What are we doing tonight, fathers? You're the foundation of the home. A father who cannot tell his sons, cannot restrain his sons, has a home that's not safe. It's a home that's not safe. But a father who's ready to stand up and say to his sons and to others, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. There's safety there. Great safety. Proverbs chapter 7 and Ephesians 5. Again, opposites. Proverbs chapter 7. And Ephesians chapter 5. Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 6. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and behold, among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her home, in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now she is without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me this day. I have paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, and with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, alloys, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love, for the good man is not at home. He is gone on a long journey. Ephesians 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Verse 28. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Verse 33, nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Your home is on safe tonight if you are a man who loves other women. But your home is safe if you love your wife. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 18 and 19. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. Fathers and mothers, what are we seeking after tonight? Are we seeking after the world's wisdom or after God's wisdom? You can apply that in many areas of your life. I believe it can be applied to technology. Many of us find ourselves in different positions in life, but I ask you, the technology that you use, are you using it to find the world's wisdom? Or are you seeking after God's wisdom? Psalm 1, verse 1 and 2, very familiar verses to us, gives us some very clear comparisons. Are you following the counsel of the ungodly? Are you standing in the way of sinners? Then your home is unsafe. Are you delighting in God's law? Are you meditating in God day and night? Then your home is safe. We as a Mennonite church for many years have, most of us are familiar with the radio and television not being in our homes. If you think back to your fathers and mothers or your grandfathers, or grandmothers who made that decision, they were thinking about standing in the way of sinners and meditating in the things of God. They knew that there were some good things on radio and television, but they decided that there was things there that were not going to be safe for their home. And so they said, we won't have it. They were willing to give it up for you, for your generation. What am I as a father giving up for the safety of my sons and my grandsons? Are you giving anything up tonight? Can we afford the price and the evil influences of downloaded movies and video clips, educational DVDs? How much can you afford? I believe it's an answer that you as parents must give for your home. But it definitely can make a home safe or unsafe. One more point. There's many scripture passages for this, but I chose not to give one. I believe you have read your Bibles enough to know this is true. And you'd have observed it in everyday life. I know that at times we as parents find ourselves in the midst of a church change. And sometimes that is necessary. Sometimes that helps us to lead us to a safe place for our family. But tonight, if you are a mother and father who cannot find a church to suit you, and you are sitting in the seat of the scornful, laughing at the churches for what they stand for, then your home is not safe. The opposite of that, parents who are faithful supporters and members of a visible church of Jesus Christ have a great safety network for their families, for themselves, for their wives, for their little ones. You can make many applications tonight. You as parents understand better than I do the influences into your home. But what is happening in your home as you look back over the last year or two? Is the structure getting stronger? Or are the evil influences of the world eroding the foundations of your spiritual home? Tonight, if you lived in the floodplain, and you had a flood, and it came through, and it washed under your house, and washed out under, and washed half of the foundation away. As soon as that flood is over, I promise you would get out and fix that house. But what are you doing with this spiritual erosion in your home tonight? I think that's why we have dysfunctional homes among us from time to time. I don't believe it happens overnight. I believe it erodes, and I believe it behooves each of us to look closely at the influences that are either building up our home or eroding it. Tonight, my plea is to you as fathers and mothers of homes, are you satisfied? that your home is spiritually safe. The other night in our study of the Bible, I told you that the Bible has the answer to all problems. If your home is in turmoil tonight, if you feel that it is spiritually unsafe, there's a God in heaven and there's answers in the Bible to fix it. And there are people of God who would love to help you fix it.